What if, for whatever reason, when I use time.is in my phone, it defaults to Eastern time?
Oh, that's weird.
Which is difficult since we're in Fairbanks, Alaska. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Noodles at Noon, the show that focuses on things that are not worth focusing on. I am your host, who today got to live out his fantasy of being a fighter pilot, or at least watch other people live out his fantasy of being a fighter pilot. It is me, Ben, and we are joined, as always, by our good co-host. He's a good person with good hair, good flannel shirts. It's Noah.
Ben, was that you that was buzzing over my house all day today and the last several days, actually?
I was trying to wave at you. Because I was like, there's Noah's house, wave. There's Noah's house, wave. And then
both hands on the wheel.
Yeah,
or
but
the yoke.
Yoke. when you have a really good co-pilot, the yoke is easy and the burden
is light. All right, and that was less than 2 minutes it took to get our Christian reference out of the way on this podcast.
Honestly, it was less than 1 minute, I think.
Yeah, it's true. whenever we actually started the show.
Whenever we actually started the minute before we started recording. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in to Noodles at Noon. You can catch us anywhere podcasts are available, like noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com. Sorry, I was thinking ahead.
I saw Noah just turn around in his chair and face the other direction when I said it, and I was like, I guess he's done. We're not doing that bit anymore.
I was trying to come up with where the podcast is available this week on the spot, and I got distracted.
Yeah, it's hard to come up with where the podcast is available. Like Anchor, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and coming to you live this week from...
I don't know. This is my job. I didn't think of anything.
You turned around to think about it, and you didn't do anything. Fine. Coming to you live. Oh, never mind. He's got one.
The London Eye, because I'm looking at this awesome picture of the London Eye that Jesse just got for me. You're like in the cab, you know, looking out over historic London, and you just hear two American guys just talking about their
yokes.
Car breaking down, probably.
You think it's going to be about my car breaking down, but you don't know. You don't know.
Ben mentioned that his story this week was a callback to a previous episode, and I just said, Ben, I'm sorry about your car.
Should I just dive right into my weekly update?
It sounds like it.
Okay, well, in a callback to a previous episode, since my car breaks down so often, I've been going through the process of trying to get a new car.
Is this good news this week?
Hold on. And one of my friends is selling his car, and he's offered me a pretty good price with it. The only issue is it's a stick shift. And no one has yet taught me how to drive a stick shift, Noah.
I've taught Michael and Jesse.
So last Sunday, I went to my friend Austin's house. He's a good friend of the show. He's the one who's also selling the car. And he taught me how to drive a stick shift. Because I've been waiting for a very long time for Noah to teach me how to drive a stick shift. And it just wouldn't happen. Just wouldn't do it. It's not like I haven't seen him since then. He's just, credit where credit is due. You did teach me once in the parking lot of a Barnes and Noble.
That's right. We did do that once. I forgot.
We did that. And I used that knowledge because when I got in the car with Austin, he was like, do you want me to drive it to a parking lot or do you want to just go? Because I literally just sat in the driver's seat. And I was like, I think I'll just go. And I used the knowledge that I kind of remembered from you teaching me to actually just drive away. And he was very impressed. Because I don't think he knew that I had literally like, I think he thought I had never sat in the driver's seat of a manual car before.
So he's like teaching you what a clutch is. Like, don't freak out. There's a third pedal down there.
There's a third one. It's concerning. What I wasn't really prepared for is all the pedals were relatively the same size because there are three of them. And like in an automatic car, the brake is like twice as large as the accelerator.
Oh.
So I was kind of like, these are all the same size and I don't know how to press the right one. I kind of figured it out. I haven't purchased the car yet, but I'm still considering it. Because in light of me shopping for a new car, my current car, it's been doing pretty well, not going to lie.
It's been out of the shop driving now for, what, 2 months?
Almost, yeah.
That's awesome.
Last time I went to fill it up, I filled it up today, but previously I filled it up and it stayed on E after I had filled it up all the way. So I was like, that's not normal. So I called my dad and I was like, I either just put $54 worth of air in my gas tank or my fuel gauge is broken. But then I started driving in it, and as I was driving, it slowly went up. It's such a weird car.
See, this is like, it's going to lull you into a false sense of security, because this is what my car has done for years. I've been talking about selling my car for probably 3 years because I've just had issue after issue with it. And every time after I dump money into it to fix an issue, I start to think, okay, well, maybe it's fine now. Maybe this is the time that it's going to be fine and I should just keep it and hang on to it now. And then 8 months later, something else happens. So I say go for the new car. What is the new car?
8 months is a good, that's a good amount of time to not have your car break down. If are my standards flawed?
I think your standards are off.
If I could go 8 months without my car having a problem, that'd be awesome.
I think that's not good.
Whatever.
What is the new car?
It's a 2014 Ford Focus.
Whoa, that's a big upgrade.
Between what I have now? Yeah, a few model years.
What do you have now?
It gets
an 07?
A 2007 Ford Taurus, yeah.
Sticking with those Ford sedans, though. That's important.
It's a hatchback, the Focus is.
Oh, sweet. You know, Molly, who was on the show last week, her husband Sam, who's also been on the show, his dream car is a Ford Focus. Like, if he could have any car in the world, it would be
a
Ford
Focus. I
could live
Sam's dream.
You could. You could pull up to their house and be like, Sam, I am the man that you wish you could be.
And Molly, I am the man your husband wishes he could be. Whatever that means. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get it yet or not. I'm debating it. Internal debate. I'm really bad at making decisions.
Do you think if we got at least $15,000 worth of purchases from the Noodles at Noon store, you would purchase that car?
No, I would buy a different car. If we got $15,000 worth, I would buy another car that costs more.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. That's a very good point.
Because I don't want to reveal the price of the car that Austin's selling me. Because I don't.
I'm gonna guess it's less than $15,000.
It is less than $15,000, which is good because I have less than $15,000. So,
whoa, money reveal. Ben's bank account.
Money reveal. Ben's poor.
Ben is poor.
Yeah, that's okay. Further weekly updates. I got to see the Blue Angels today. Actually, the day at which we were filming this. That was a lot of fun. That was my fighter pilot. I don't know if I ever actually had a fighter pilot. There was definitely at some point in my life I wanted to be a fighter pilot just because it's pretty dope. But today I got to go to an air show, got to see them. The place that we were situated, I don't know what you could see from your house because you said you were watching from your window.
Yeah, we got a pretty good view from our house because we have a big field behind us. So a lot of our neighbors were out there. Actually, my next door neighbor is a retired fighter pilot. So...
Hey,
I did not get to talk to him, unfortunately. Surprisingly, he wasn't out there. Maybe because he's like, I've been in the cockpit. This is lame. So
he may have been there, though, at the actual.
Actually, he probably was. That's a good point. He has a vanity license plate that talks about being a fighter pilot. So.
Yeah, but pretty good views. They flew the place we were located was where they were like the. Approaching for the landing, so we weren't very far from the airport that they were at. So I sent you a picture that I took.
Yeah, those pictures you sent me, maybe I'll post one on the website.
Yeah, I'll send you a couple for the website, but
for noodlespodcast.com.
noodlespodcast.com. Yeah, that's the view we got of them.
Yeah, you were really close overhead. Like you can see the words on the planes.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There's a picture of my brother and his wife. Oh, that's actually
That's a notification.
Telling me it's almost out of battery. Looking at the planes flying by.
That's so cool. Man, those audio listeners, I bet they're really digging this.
Oh, they're loving these
look
these
through
photos.
Ben's camera roll.
Here's a picture of a guy named Dan. There's Dan.
I know him.
Wearing aviators, as you do at an air show. It's appropriate, yeah.
Why these are great pictures. Aviator glasses, like, how did those get to be associated with pilots? Like, do they serve a special purpose?
They're just cool.
And is that because the people who wear those fly planes that they became cool, or is it they look cool so people who fly planes choose to wear them? Like, which came first?
The aviators or the aviator?
It's the classic chicken or egg question.
It is. Which came first, the aviator? I would imagine the glasses came first. And then as many things that we think of cool in our daily lives, I'm probably going to attribute the coolness of aviator sunglasses to astronauts. Because
so not Joe Biden.
Not Joe.
They're probably cool before him.
He's probably seen the depths and the heights of aviator coolness in his
life.
That's
probably true.
But yeah, so probably astronauts.
So, and that's even like a step up from a fighter pilot. But I mean, who knows? Anybody can be an astronaut now. William Shatner can be an astronaut. So
that's true. William Shatner, honestly, okay. When they said William Shatner is going to be the oldest person to go to space, I was like, 75. I did not know William Shatner was 90.
Yeah.
He doesn't look 90.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
He like legit looks good for an old person.
I guess I forget that Star Trek was a really long time ago. Like the original Star Trek.
In a galaxy far, far away?
No, Ben. How dare you? How dare you?
That was a good joke.
That was a good joke. I have enjoyed because the Blue Angels, they've been practicing all week, so I've kind of seen them around. And my office where I work, we had a pretty good view, and they were flying all over us all week. And about...
Oh, that's true. Out there would have been a good place to see them.
About a quarter of my coworkers are pilots. Like, a lot of them just have their pilot's licenses and stuff. And it was funny. Anytime you heard one of the jets, like, a bunch of people would just leave their cubicles in their offices and just run to the window.
Well,
like, it was
yeah.
a race to the window. And, like, I don't know. I would think it would get old eventually. Like, oh, the plane's going over again. But no, all week, every time.
No, that...
Like, every 20 minutes.
It never gets old.
Everyone rushes to the window. Like, oh, look, now there are two of them. Oh, there's one over there.
Well, and this is the cool thing that, like, the cool part of the show is there were five planes. Normally they do it with six. For whatever reason, they were doing it with five planes this time. And, like, the four planes would all do something cool. And you'd be like, oh, cool. Look at those four planes flying around. And you kind of forget that there's just a fifth one somewhere. And then it'll just fly right over your head from behind you and freak you out. And it's amazing. It's so cool. So if you've never been to an air show, I highly recommend it. A lot of fun. Especially if you get to see, like, the Blue Angels.
Yeah.
They were flying new planes this year, I guess.
It's amazing when they're in a tight formation where, you know, their wings are just literally feet from each other.
Not even feet, inches. My brother... Andrew, who's been on the show, he nerds out about this stuff all the time. And one of the things he said is that, like, the closest distance between them that they get is, like, the width of a Coke can.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous. How do you... Man, you have to have so much awareness of what you're doing. Because that's like, pre-programmed, right? They're, like, actually...
No. They're doing that.
That's crazy.
When I told him, which, my hands shake all the time, so I could never be a fighter pilot. But I was like, it's just a high-stakes marching band show. Cause like
really high stakes.
Really high stakes. And he said, like, when they're doing, like, training or getting ready before they do it, like the first practices of the year, like there are times when they bump into each other when they're doing those formations.
Really?
And you're just kind of like, well, guess we ran our planes into each other. Let's not do that again. Which it's like, because they're flying next to each other and they're going at the same speed in the same direction. Like, it's not if like they like hit each other going opposite directions, because that would suck. But still, I can't fathom that. What we should do is we should get in our cars, because they're both red, and drive next to each other at the same speed going, like, and see how close we can get to each other.
Like, do you remember, this is a fun story, back when, I think I can tell the story, back my little sister was dating a guy back in like high school, and you came over.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You like boxed his car in. You got like to where your car was basically touching his truck. It was like a couple millimeters away.
Yeah.
And just like boxed him in so he couldn't get out.
Yeah, he deserved it.
Well, I was about to say something about it's really cool that the Blue Angels have never crashed, but apparently that is really, really
untrue.
Not true.
Yeah.
I guess a little over 24 Blue Angels have crashed. So that, man, that's crazy. Why? To what end?
They're just very good at what they do. But like, if you think about the number of shows that they do,
and
my computer is slowly dying. If you think about the number of shows that they do and like the number of practices they do and how long they've been doing this for, 20 isn't like...
That's not too bad.
Like, that is a high number, but if it were you and I doing it, we would have crashed many more than 20 times.
We wouldn't have gotten off the ground.
No, we wouldn't have. I can barely start a car that has a manual gearbox.
That's true. Well, I didn't do anything quite as exciting as go to an air show, other than just watch the air show from my house, like a few miles away. But I do want to shout out a local artist. Can I shout out a local artist?
Sure.
All right. Everyone, pull up your Instagram. Go to melissa.pape.art. That's Melissa Poppy Art with dots, PAPE. Hopefully you can figure it out from there. Just search on Instagram for Melissa Poppy Art, and it will take you to Melissa Poppy Fine Art. Jesse and I got to go to an art show that took place.
I typed in Mallard's paper. Is that what I'm supposed to type in?
No, you're supposed to type in everything that I've said for the last 30 seconds.
Oh.
I'm still telling you her handle. It's really long. So for those who know Daniel, friend of the show, often on the show, second place for list of appearances behind Jesse, this is Daniel's wife, Melissa. We got to go to her art show today, and it was really cool. She has some really impressive paintings. Her bio says, make your home beautifully you, abstract, colorful paintings to lift up, encourage, and inspire. And then it has a link to her Etsy shop. I'm saying this because I don't know enough about art. I would just say, like, she makes real cool art and she paints and stuff. But
what's the name again? I can't spell.
Melissa, as in the female name.
But how is Melissa spell? I know, I've met her. I know her.
Okay. Type in me, like as in you or me.
Oh.
And then Lissa.
And then P-A-P-E.
P-A-P-E. Art.
Gotcha. Okay.
There you go.
For reason, I thought Melissa was M-A.
Oh, no, that's a different... I can't vouch for her art. I can't vouch for Melissa. Melissa.
Malice is terrible.
But she has an art show today and tomorrow. So if you listen to this podcast on Monday, it's too late. I don't know what to tell you.
It's past. You've lost your opportunity, and yeah.
Should have been faster.
Yeah. I'm going to go through and like every single one of her pictures. just to make it weird.
Just that definitely makes it weird. So here's, yeah, everybody go to Melissa Poppy Art's Instagram and like every single one of her pictures.
Yep, there's 342 of them. So make sure you get on that.
So that's what you can do while you listen to the rest of this podcast. You got about 30, 40 minutes left, so plenty of time to like all these photos.
Exactly.
Exactly. We'll just really make her day. Yeah, or creep her out. I'm not sure.
Or creep her out. That's nice. There's some origami on here. That looks like, it looked like origami done with the leaf, but the paper just looks like a leaf.
Melissa, but it's an last elephant. Year, last October, she did a different origami creation every single day. I remember she did an axolotl. I want to say she did some origami Pokemon that were really cool. She taught me how to make a few origami things and then gave me a bunch of origami paper to play with at home, which was really fun. Oh yeah, here's like, she made an owl, she made a rhino. She makes some really cool stuff. So anyway, go check out Melissa Poppy Art. That is our plug. Ben, I'll send you the other half of that paycheck.
Is it $15,000?
It's $15,000.
Sick, I'm getting a new car!
I just texted her and said, hey, you want to sponsor this episode of the show for only $15,000?
For only $15,000? Each. Well, 30,000 because yeah.
For each guest.
That's why there's no guest host this week, because we didn't want to split it three ways.
We couldn't find one.
Exactly. Okay. Is everyone still there?
Everyone's still here.
Okay. We had to leave for a second because my computer's about to die. Because I don't have a good car or a good computer. well, I have a good computer. I'm just on my laptop right now.
So if Ben drops the call, that's the end of the show.
Yep, and there's going to be just nothing past that.
I'll just keep talking. I'll record my half of the conversation, and then you can fill in your half later.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
I'll just give you very general things to play off of. Like, so Ben, what did you think about that?
Good.
No, Ben, why would you say such a thing? Ben, that's my mother you're talking about.
We don't have to worry about that.
You have to fill in the other half.
Michael's the one who would make fun of your mother, not me.
Ben loves a good, or Michael loves a good yo mama joke.
That's true. He does. Noah, do you have anything else from this week?
Yeah, I actually have a SpeakPipe question, because I realized we haven't asked a SpeakPipe question in quite a while. And for anyone that may have forgotten or is new to the show, if you go to noodlespodcast.com and click on the Contact Us button, you'll be presented with a SpeakPipe, which is a big orange button that, when pressed, allows you to leave us a message, a recording. And I want to hear from you, because I am about to enter my last week of work at my job. And I've talked about that in the past few weeks, but this is my final week at work, trying to get everything finished up, trying to leave things in a good place. And then I'm just going to be contracting for myself. But I have decided to take 2 weeks in between quitting my job and like starting my business full time, like really committing to 40 hours a week working on my business. So I figured I'd take a couple weeks just to kind of, you know, recoup, catch up on some things, just take a little break, have a little vacay. So I want to hear from other people. If you had 2 weeks off from work, if you had the next 2 weeks off from work, what would you do with that time? So I want to know, what should I be filling my time with in these next couple weeks? Like, should I take a long hike to explore nature and find myself? Or should I stay up really late and build an awesome Minecraft world? Or should I just go hang out at Ben's house while he works and then like boast that he's working and I'm not? Or what? I don't know. I'm just curious to know what other people would do if you had 2 weeks off starting next week. What would you do?
Well, first of all, you should totally come over.
Okay.
That's the thing you should do. Second of all, I think that's a great question. What I would do is I would write more for myself, because I do a lot of writing at work, but I've been trying to get more into songwriting recently. because
oh yeah,
everyone needs more me singing in their life. So I would do that, but it also just I would also just drive around or fly, just go somewhere, which I know that's expensive, and it that can be kind of stressful if you're not earning money for 2 weeks. But I don't know, travel. And I think now is a good time to travel. Like, I know that's weird because, like, the weather's kind of turning. But I think fall and spring are, like, prime traveling times. Because you can see all the pretty fall colors. Or you could see all, like, the new life and stuff. So I think now would be a great time to take, like, a nice long road trip. I'm not sure how your wife would feel about that. Because
she couldn't come. See you, Jesse. I'll be back in 2 weeks.
I'll see you in 2 weeks, going to Vegas. Jesse. No, don't go to Vegas. Vegas is always ugly.
I'm taking Ben to Vegas.
No, don't take me to Vegas. I don't want to go. Ooh, you could take me places, though. I'll let you take me places.
I could be your personal chauffeur now that Michael's gone and can't offer his $6 chauffeur charge.
The best, like, honestly, the best and worst, like, chauffeur business ever is what Michael ran. $6, because, like, if you're going down the street, $6. But if you're moving to a different city, still $6.
$6.
It's great.
It's a great deal. It feels very easily exploitable, quite frankly.
Honestly, yeah. I should.
As business model, I don't know. If I were on Shark Tank, I would turn that down.
We should. His business would just be called $6.
$6. It's like Five Below. Have you ever been in a Five Below?
I don't think I have. No, actually, I don't think I have. Is that the one that's over by the Hobby Lobby?
No, it's. So Jesse and I went to Denver last week, like to get away for a day. And just like do like birthday celebrations and stuff. And we went into a Five Below and it's like, it's a dollar store, but it's everything is $5 or less. And they had like, I mean, it was all junk, but they had cool junk, like way cooler junk than you'd get in a dollar store. Like they had all kinds of like weird technology, like, you know, those Philips Hue light bulbs that are like $50 and you can set what color they have.
Uh-huh.
They had like a knockoff brand that was $5.
Was it Flatheads Hue?
That's good. I get that. And I was going to buy some for my office, and this lamp that I have behind me, I was going to put in like color changing light bulbs, but I read that they were really, really bad. Cause I Googled it real quick.
Well, yeah, but it's Five Below. There's actually
but it's Five Below.
There's a store near where I live here in Fairbanks. Yes, still Fairbanks. And it's called Good Deals, but good is spelled with an E. G-O-O-D-E. Deals.
Is that like the last name of the owner or something?
I don't know, actually. I've never actually been in, but what I've heard this, and I want to go in, but like it's pretty much a thrift store, and everything is put on these tables. And, like, stuff will come in on Tuesday or something, like a Tuesday mornings. But, like, stuff will come in, and it's on one table. And when it's on that table, it's $4. And then the next day, everything gets moved to the next table. Everything that hasn't sold gets moved to the next table, and it's $3. And then the day after that, it gets moved to the next table, and it's $2. And the day after that, it gets moved to the next table, and it just stays there, and it's $1. So it's just kind of like this progressive, like, everything's $4 until the next day, so you could be like, hey, if I come back tomorrow, I could get this super cool thing for $3, but someone could buy it today for $4.
It might be gone.
It might be gone, yeah. So, I don't know. I want to go in there soon.
Is this, like, did this just open?
You would have seen it today because it's right across the street from the restaurant you were in today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I totally missed it. It's right across from the Noodles and Company. Man. Okay, I have not heard of this place, but we need to go check this out.
We should. We should do that this week.
We should. All right, that's one thing I'm doing on my time off, which hasn't even started
yet. And I don't have time off, so.
Next Saturday. We'll do a live Noodles at Noon.
From the Good Deals.
From the local Good Deals.
The Goody Deals.
Goody Deals. Good Deals.
So yeah, make sure you submit your SpeakPipe responses so no one knows what to do with his life.
Give me some projects.
Speaking of Fairbanks, Alaska, I hear we've had some retaliation against that.
Yes, we have. And it's from someone who's basically a host at this point. So I feel we need to acknowledge Daniel, friend of the show. That's his last name.
Daniel, friend of the show.
Daniel, friend of the show. You gotta say it really fast. Daniel, friend of the show. He messaged me while listening to last week's episode. And he says, Fairbanks, Alaska is getting old. If anyone really wanted to know where we lived, they could figure it out pretty easy.
Okay, my response to this is, Daniel, I recognize that me saying we're in Fairbanks, Alaska is a joke that's been running on this show for quite a long time. However, I cannot help the fact that I live in Fairbanks, Alaska. That's not something I can, well, I can move, but you saying that it's getting old that I live in Fairbanks, Alaska is just, it's where I live. It's who I am. It's what I do. It's my community. It's my culture. And you can say it's getting old all you want, but you're not going to change who I am, Daniel, whose wife paints pretty pictures.
That's great. I live in Northern Colorado. So there you go, Daniel. There is an episode. There is one episode where I mention that I live in Fort Collins specifically.
Yikes.
And no one, Michael caught it. I think Michael caught
it. Of course Michael catches it.
Michael
is the reason that we did the whole he's not the reason we did the Fairbanks thing. He's the reason that we didn't share our location. But honestly...
But now Michael moved away, so here we are.
To not where we live. In all actuality, anytime I say the Fairbanks thing is normally right after I say something like, in the city where I live, and I'll honestly, up until I've said that, have forgotten about the running...
You believe it now.
I've forgotten about the... I'll forget about the running joke. I'll forget that I say that we are in Fairbanks. And so I'll say, in the city where we live, and then I'll remember, and it genuinely amuses me every time I remember. So I still
do it. So now when you're like out with friends, you're like, yeah, actually back where I grew up in Fairbanks, Alaska.
It's not like it's become part of my psyche. I know that I don't live in Fairbanks, Alaska. Or maybe I do. But it's like, I'll say... in the city where we live, and then I'll just be like, it's a running joke on this show that I say Fairbanks, Alaska. And every time I remember that, it makes me laugh a little bit. So
even if Daniel doesn't find it amusing, you do.
I find it very amusing.
That's what really matters.
I'm doing this for me, Daniel. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I hope your sermon was good. Did he say
Pastor
that?
Daniel.
Did he say that during his sermon? I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they said they live in Fairbanks, and that's called lying. You know what where liars go? Hell.
Look it up, Revelation 21:8.
Do we have any games for this week?
We do. I thought up a really incredible game.
I'm excited for this.
During I took a walk. I got a haircut today, my first haircut in almost a year.
And in the introduction to the show, I said you have good hair.
Thank you. Yeah, it's true now. It hasn't been true for many, many months.
Did I inspire you to get a haircut?
No, my very kind and very patient wife has been inspiring me for months to go get a haircut. Who's very kind and lets me have autonomy. But also, if I can make her happy and not look too scuzzy, I'll do that. So now my hair is really short again. But I was on a walk. I thought up a really great game. And I didn't have time to prepare it. So we're going to have an awesome game next week when I prepare it. This week, we have a less great game. We have What's Happening Next Door.
Yay! I've missed it.
So since it's just the two of us, there really is no one else to play against.
Am I going to win?
But
am I going to win?
I think you're going to win. I think you're going to get all the points.
I could ask one of my parents if they want to be on the show.
That's okay. That's too much work.
Okay, yeah. They'd have to drive all the way from Northern Colorado to Fairbanks, Alaska.
That's true. So we'll just... mostly, I just want to communicate these stories because I think these stories are great.
Can we make the title of the podcast Daniel, I live in Fairbanks?
I like it.
Sorry.
Okay. That works for me. We'll just get real passive aggressive or real petty. That's just maybe straight aggressive. All right. Well, first question this week. This has a blank in it. This was posted. It's the Halloween season. Someone posted this recently. Halloween is officially 4 weeks away, and I was hoping to catch you all before something happened. Blank has somehow infiltrated our community for Halloween, and it has to stop. What has somehow infiltrated our community for Halloween, and why must it stop?
Paganism.
Oof. Preach.
As we know, Halloween is a very Christian holiday.
The pagans stole it from us.
And the pagans stole it from us.
Oops.
Oh. No, I got a notification. But actually, I'm going to... Ooh, that's a good question. I'm gonna say winter. I think they're talking about snowfall, and this person is proposing moving Halloween to a date before snowfall.
Ah, push it back, or push it forward.
Or push it forward, yeah.
Push it up early October. That's smart. I mean, sometimes, I remember, I used to trick-or-treat when I was little. Like, sometimes it was cold out there.
Yeah, in Fairbanks, you have to... I'm going to say this every single chance I get now that we are in Fairbanks. In Fairbanks, you have to plan your costume around your winter coat. I'm sure that's true for Northern Colorado, too, but...
Probably the worst was my Katy Perry Super Bowl outfit. That one was just, like, too chilly for late October. That's like a summer holiday kind of outfit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, winter has somehow infiltrated our community. Correct answer is Halloween is officially 4 weeks away. This is kind of a long post, but I want to read it. PSA, Halloween is officially 4 weeks away, and I was hoping to catch you all before you make your candy selections. Over the last three Halloweens, I've noticed candy stock has become more and more diluted with cheap candy. I don't know if this trend is the result of the higher bills or even the new constructions, but cheap candy has somehow infiltrated our community for Halloween, and it has to stop. Dum Dums, Smarties, Jolly Ranchers may be suitable for Ontario, Fontana, or even Montclair, but not here in Rancho Cucamonga.
Ooh, Rancho.
We're an affluent neighborhood, and this status should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween. Standard full or king size candy is the bar we set for our community on Halloween.
Candy bar.
Unintended.
Pun intended. May I just say this post was written by a 13-year-old who got a hold of his mom or dad's phone and is just like, y'all, we got to score some good candy this year.
That's what some people are suspecting is, what if a kid wrote this?
Because, yeah, no, I genuinely, because this is something a kid would write.
Yeah.
Because, like, those are probably, like, Ontario, the other places, I only remember Ontario. But, like, those would be, like, rival neighborhoods. Like, oh, well, I want to be better than those Ontario kids. We're in Rancho Cucamonga.
The last sentence, or the last paragraph, though, because this is multi-paragraph.
Oh.
Does this sound like something a kid would write, though? For the elderly who hand out coins, unless you plan on throwing some quarters into the mix, stop peddling your pennies and step up your game this Halloween.
Yes.
It's a calculated loss to the trick-or-treaters after you adjust for inflation and the opportunity costs of what they could have received elsewhere if they had just skipped your house.
What? Okay, yes, that still sounds like a kid would write that. and what? I've never once been given money for Halloween.
Yeah, I was confused by that too. I've never received money for trick-or-treating.
Opportunity cost? The opportunity cost is apparently crappy cheap candy.
I mean, do kids actually do this? Do they sit down and plan out like, all right, we're going to hit this neighbor's rich, this neighbor lost their job, so it's not worth my time to walk up the driveway because they probably only are giving out like fun size.
This neighbor quit his job to be a contract designer.
Contract developer, just skip that house.
Skip that house altogether. I don't know about you. I definitely did this. I will say the neighborhood you grew up in, did you do trick-or-treating? I can't remember.
We did for a little bit.
The neighborhood you grew up in, little nicer than mine. So
that's true.
we did definitely do the this house is nice, this house isn't sort of deal. Like my brother and I.
Okay.
So I
think that's fair.
That is a thing that happens.
That is true.
But I didn't know people gave out coins. That's baffling to me.
But I don't start thinking about like profit margins and opportunity costs. That's a bridge too far.
But like
for my Halloween.
Also, people are giving out coins, but not quarters. Like they're just giving kids pennies.
Yeah.
That's kind of messed up.
That's almost an insult at this point to give out a kid a penny. Like, what could you possibly do with that? Okay. Speed round.
I punched my microphone. Speed round so my computer doesn't die.
Ben's battery's about to die. All right. Second question. Hello, neighbors. No, wait. Hold on. Wrong question. This one. Okay. this post comes from...
It's the slowest speed round.
The early COVID quarantine, like right when we were shutting down last March,
okay.
2 Marches ago, I guess. During COVID quarantine, just a thought, when out and about, when you do have to be out, please consider your blank. What does this neighbor want you to consider during quarantine?
I'm going to say smell, because I think people are thinking everyone's wearing masks. I'm not going to put on deodorant because everyone's wearing a mask. What's the point of, yeah. So smell.
Nobody can smell. That's a good guess. The correct answer, it's not too far off. Just a thought, when out and about, when you do have to be out, please consider your dress.
Ah.
This might take a bit of effort, but let's avoid the temptation to go out in our PJs, house slippers, grubby clothes. You don't have to dress to the nines, but please consider clean, neat, casual clothes.
First of all,
some brighter colors and fun designs.
First of all, no. Second of all, anytime you see the words "just a thought," you're about to read the most passive-aggressive thing you've ever read in your entire life. Just a general rule.
Just a thought, but it would be cool if you charged your laptop before recording the podcast.
Just a thought.
Just a fun thought I had.
Just a fun thought. Yeah.
I like the end. Don't fall to not showering. Men, don't skip shaving, even if just every other day. Women, maybe do a bit of makeup and consider not being in your PJs all day.
I think I would count what I said, because like with the not showering thing, that's basically what I said.
You know, you're right. Yeah. I'll totally give you a point for that.
Yes.
All right.
I'll take it.
Anyway, what a fun neighbor. Fun neighbor to
have.
Oh,
I'm sure they're great. They add so much to that society that they live in.
They add color, bright colors and patterns to their neighborhood tapestry. Final question. Hello, neighbors. This time we're doing this one. Just wanted to warn everyone, in case they hear what they think is an animal being harmed around 10:30 or 11 a.m. this morning, what is the noise that the neighbors are going to be hearing at 10:30 to 11 a.m. this morning?
I think they're going to be hearing an animal being harmed. I think someone is slaughtering a pig or some other type of farm-ish animal.
Bro, you get like 3 points for that.
Did I nail it?
You're right. Yes. They are harming a pig. this morning, our pet pig will be having her hoofs trimmed. It's not her favorite, and as such, she will be making some pretty wild sounds. Just wanted everyone to know in case they hear what they think is an animal being harmed.
It is.
It is. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You are hearing an animal being harmed.
But they post a picture of the pig, and it's pretty cute.
Is it a cute pig? I once...
You can see my,
oh,
my
I
screen
can.
Or not.
I once pig sat for a family. The pig was named Arnold, and if you go to, like, Fort Collins News and look up a story about a pig running away, you'll find a story about a pig that escaped in Fort Collins, and it was on the news, and that's Arnold. I'm not the reason the pig escaped. This was somebody else was pig sitting by this point, but the family no longer has the pig because the pig escaped, and like it was all over the news. But the family never went and got the pig from like the Humane Society because they were just like not worth it.
It'll just run away again.
Exactly. Yeah, Arnold was not a great pig.
Yeah, he sounds like a little rascally pig.
He would attack you. And it wasn't like a little like potbelly pig. It was a big pig.
Full size.
Full size pig with tusks.
Oh.
It
so
was
like it could gore you if it wanted to.
It really could. I've never been more proud of my dad than the time I called him and I said, Arnold won't let me out the door to feed him because they kept Arnold outside. And so my dad drove over from our house to the house where Arnold was. Just opened the door and kicked the pig in the face. And I was like, my dad's my hero.
He kicked a pig in the face for
and,
me.
And before anyone gets upset about animal cruelty, if you hear
Arnold
the sound,
had it coming.
Arnold had it coming, and if you hear the sound of an animal being harmed, it was just Arnold getting its paws cleaned. Hooves.
It was just
hooves
Arnold
cleaned.
Being harmed.
It was just
fine.
Arnold being harmed. Harmnold.
Harmnold.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour of your life listening to Car Talk. Oh, wait, that's the Car Talk outro. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you, Noah, for taking me around my neighborhood. And thank you all so much for listening. This was a good show.
This episode is off to the Library of Congress.
Yeah.
I forgot to say that last week.
Oh, we did. We'd made a big deal about saying that, and we never
and
did.
And we
so
didn't
this,
say it.
This episode's off to the Library of Congress. Thank you so much to Melissa for sponsoring this episode. Thank you so much to the city of Fairbanks, Alaska, for letting us live here. Daniel, we live in Fairbanks. You have anything else you'd like to add, Noah?
Just that it's been real, man.
It's been good. It's been real. It's been good.
It's been good.
Some might even
Hasn't
say it's
been
real
good.
Real. It's been real good. It's been good deals.
It's been good deals. Goody deal.
Goody deals.
I'll see you at the local good deal. Good deals.
Goody deals. All right. Have a great week, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And God made you special. And he.